Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Rajai, coming at you again, always being led by the Spirit, bringing out the words of the Most High through these scriptures. In truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you. Shalom to you, Israelites, the 130, keeping the laws and commandments to your best ability. I say shalom to you. To the apostles and prophets and Akim out there teaching this word in truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you that are on the highways and byways, reaching our people. And to the 144,000 hopeful elect, those of you just waking up, in these last days and times, I say shalom to you. And to the avid listeners of the podcast show, those of you tuning in faithfully, listening to the word of the Most High, being led by the Spirit, I say shalom to you. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Today's topic of discussion that we're going to go into on the show is about not being conformed to the world, which is a very broad topic. But we're going to speak on a couple of issues and things that we see day to day and bring out the word and the scriptures to back what we should be doing and how we should be living with scriptures, because the Most High says always, always be bringing out the word. So even in our thoughts, in our conversations, we should be dwelling on these scriptures. So we're going to get into all that, in a couple of seconds. But before we start the show off, I want to address those of you just tuning in to the podcast and maybe wondering what this podcast is about. If you're listening for the very first time, this podcast is, entitled The House of Israel, and it's dedicated for the edification of our people. The so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, Mexican, across the four corners of the earth that are, in our captivity. All right. This is to teach us, our people, who we are as a nation of people, that we're Israelites according to the Bible, our forefathers, through the bloodline, were Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All right. And we are the descendants. So this Bible is our heritage, direct, relation to the people that you find today scattered across the four corners, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, who don't know who we are as a nation of people. Again, we are Israelites, okay? We are the chosen people of God. And this word is being pushed out through the Spirit of the Most High, Yahweh, and on his people, so that we wake up, return back to the Most High, and repent from our ways and our sins, and keep the laws and commandments, all right, and endure to the end, so that we receive that salvation, all right. So with that being said, we're going to get into today's discussion, not being confounded, Slakia, not being conformed to the world, because every day, day to day, things that we regularly do, the evil spirits, the wickedness is out there. And, we have to be disciplined in the Holy Spirit that we don't go off. All right. So basically, staying in scriptures, surrounding ourselves with learned men in these scriptures and the truth of sincerity that are teaching directly out of the Bible what it said and not making up, false documentation and things that are going off and away from the Most High's word. Because this word is the truth, and once the Most High puts that spirit on you, and you're waking up to who we are, you're growing that spirit. So every day we ought to come back to these scriptures, be studying, fasting, praying, keeping the laws and commandments to our best ability, all these things, to discipline us in the spirit, and to endure to the end so that we will see that salvation. So, like I said, every day to day, we're going to face different trials and tribulations because the Most High is putting our spirit to the test. All right, so we got to expect these things to happen the same way Paul and all the apostles, John and Peter, all the apostles, all the prophets went through this. Their spirit was tested and tried, and they remained true. And so the same thing goes for our people, waking up in these days and this wickedness, that, all the things we learn, all the things that we come into information are all false. The truth is not, the truth is very thin. you know, especially in this nation, because this nation is full of wickedness, and the wickedness increased over generation after generation, you know, dating back to when this land was first taken over. You know, it was taken over by force through maliciousness, through murder, through rape. So the blood that this nation is, you know, bases itself off of is the blood of innocent natives of this land. And the foundation which it was built was off the backs of slavery. So this nation is wicked, you know, from the beginning. And the society that was built upon those things that, you know, took place in history, and this is all history, so we can prove that. But it's important for our people to come back to the Most High, to realize that, you know, a lot of people wonder what's the purpose in life. You know, we have a spiritual calling. You know, we're being misled because of the people and false prophets and things that are being put out in this world. You know, I'm filled with wickedness and to dilute the truth. Okay, so the Most High is waking us up. You know, that's why podcasts like these are done, videos are done. A lot of our, and this word is being spread throughout the four corners, so it's not just in one place, it's all over the four corners of the earth. So this word is being spread, and that's the power of the Most High. So we have to realize that. We have to put on these spiritual garments, all right, you know, every day. All right, so those trials and tribulations that we face, you know, and being conformed to the world, we have to keep these spiritual garments on, keep the laws and commandments, be reading in the Bible, and studying to prove ourselves sure, you know, and it's true. And the Most High is gonna, you know, test us, test that spirit. And we have to remain faithful, all right? So it's our vow coming into this to do the works thereof and the fruit and the labor. You know, laboring is true, the same way the apostles did, the same way Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. You know, every Israelite and every prophet and everyone, you know, the sheep of the Most High, okay, had to go through this. So if we're the Most High, if we're basically, if we're children of the Most High, a lot of us are going to have to go through this. Because this world was set up for the destruction, and there's no prosperity in this land, all right? This land is nothing but skull and bones, death, misery, lies. There's no justice. You know, the poor are mistreated. You know, pure greed. Everything against the Bible, everything against the Most High speaks of. That's what this nation is, and a lot of other countries, because they weren't given the laws and commandments of the Most High. So the Most High is only dealing with the so-called Blacks, Native Americans, Sino-Indians, and Mexicans, and Hispanics, all right? And that's just the truth, all right? You really can't get around with that, because you read in the Bible, you read with understanding, which is given by the Holy Spirit. The Lord reveals these things, reveals these things to His people, okay? So when we go out there and teach, when we go out there and share this truth, a lot of people are not going to come to an understanding because they don't have that spirit. The Most High is dealing with everyone, right? And the world is not going to be saved, all right? The Israelite, 144,000, and one third is going to be saved. The rest of the world and the population is going to be destroyed or go into slavery. And this is prophecy, all right? So these things are in the Bible. So let's just jump into scripture now, getting all that out and before us, that we have a little bit more of an understanding. Let's open up with Romans 12:2. And it reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Right, so the Spirit reveals things to us and proves to us. It's like it improves to us through these trials and tribulations, keeping the commandments and the laws of the Most High and following them, right? And believing with our heart. When we go through these trials and tribulations, these scriptures prove themselves to be true, right? And prove the word of the Most High to be true as well. Okay, you'll find that happening with a lot of people that are waking up in this truth. We don't just jump up and say, okay, this is the thing that we want to do. The Most High puts that spirit on us, you know, leads us to that point where, you know, He's calling us back in. right? So a lot of us that are, you know, in the spirit, and the Most High has revealed these things, those of us, you know, that are in this truth are the ones that have that understanding, because the Most High has revealed that to us. So again, it says, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the renewing of our mind comes in when we practice and keep these laws and commandments of righteousness, all right, daily. So the renewing of our mind is that spirit that, you know, is put upon us and keeping these laws and commandments and bearing that fruit and doing the works thereof. That ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So this is our testimony. Right, when we come out here and speak, we have that testimony, because we live different lives before coming into this truth. So that's how we come into the truth, knowing that before we was outside this truth doing worldly things, you know, that American spirit, which I like to call American spirit, do as thy will. All right, we know that part of life, because we came out of that. And what brought us out was these laws and commandments, was these Bible, was these scriptures, was this truth. And that spirit, that Holy Spirit that revealed, you know, these things unto us. All right? Let's jump to Ezra, verse 10, chapter 10, verse 11. Now, therefore, make a confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his will. All right? So, how do we make confessions to the Heavenly Father and do his will? Keeping the laws and commandments. Coming back to the Most High, repenting from that evil, turning away from the things we used to do in the world, all right? And now having that spiritual awakeness, you know, judging all things and doing all things spiritually, you know, because we're moving through the spirit now and not through the world, all right? We're not moving through the flesh, so to speak. You know, our motives and our goals and things driven are directed towards the Most High, and you know, praising and bringing out his word and bringing our people, you know, back to who they are as a nation of people, which are Israelites, all right? Which I always make a mention of that our people are not black, are not, we're not Hispanic, we're not Native American. These are terms that were used by oppressor when we were, taken captive, all right? So you have to do the history, because history was left behind for you and for us to study and to see what happened before, all right? And the Bible is the ultimate source of history and things that happened, and things also with prophecy, things that will happen, okay? And you can only understand that through the Spirit. So you know, when you come into this and you're reading and you're just reading the Bible with no understanding, and God is not dealing with you, or you don't have that spirit, you know, the Most High, that Holy Ghost, then you're not going to understand. It's not going to make sense to you, because you're looking at worldly things and you're understanding, right? It says in the Bible that the Most High uses foolishness, you know, to raise up wisdom. So the things in this world are considered, you know, wise, right? The people that rule in this world, Esau, his nation, the people consider them as wise, but in God's eyes, these things are foolish, all right? And even though, you know, Most High said these things, he used it to magnify his glory and power, all right? So he's not using, you know, what's popular or what's the things that most people are saying. He's using, you know, things that, you know, are the poor and of the less fortunate, and of the weak, you know, he's making them people strong, and he's using of his spirit, putting his spirit in those nations of people, which are Israelites, and raising up his truth, you know, because we don't agree with the society, we don't agree with these laws, we don't agree with the way the world is now. You know, this is hell for us, all right? And we can't wait till the Most High sends Yahweh Shai, his son, to return to judge this earth. Because it's going to be destroyed with nuclear fire, all right? It's going to get condemned, you know, and the Lord has a measurement. So all these wickedness and all these things, during this grace period that we have to get back with the Most High, the more wickedness increase, you know, the heavy judgment that the Most High is going to send. And he's coming with a sword and fire, And, you know, there's not going to be no pity. There's no holding hands. There's no rejoicing. There's going to be blood, death, darkness. There's going to be a time like no other on the earth that no one has ever witnessed. All right? So, this is serious business. And there's things going on now, you know, wars and rumors of wars of, you know, Russia and China, you know, are prepared for war against the United States. United States and Babylon. Why? Because this nation is wicked, filled with oppression, and it goes around and it, you know, deceives and manipulates these other countries, and they're getting tired of it. You know, so they're just gonna, they're planning, you know, that World War III, which the Bible speaks of. All right? Moving along. And we, so I can separate yourselves from the people of the land and from your foreign wives. That's dealing with during this time Ezra and Israel came out of the captivity of Babylon. So a lot of people were marrying into other nations that were in the land. All right, and that's a commandment of the Most High that tells us, you know, we're not to take strangers as wives, but take our own nation of people. So, you know, doing the will of the Most High, coming back to Him is actually repenting from all these wickedness, these things, putting them away, all right? Picking up the spiritual garment, which are the scriptures in the Bible, and returning back to the Lord and keeping the laws and commandments. And only then can we have that, we're given our understanding and have that mercy upon the Most High that He doesn't allow the curses, because we're still in captivity. So, to really be conformed to this world, we have to really be lost and not have any understanding at all, because each day a person wakes up, even though someone's not in the truth, you can see the misery and the wickedness and the things that are going on. So this should not be something where people feel like they want to be a part of this, or feel like, well, you know, I might as well, you know, do what I can to make it or to be somebody. You know, our focus as a nation of people, as Israelites, should be, you know, on the Most High and these commandments, and pulling away from this wickedness, right, and shunning it, speaking out against it, and preaching this word in truth and sincerity, right, with understanding. Okay, so the way we get understanding is, again, through the laws and commandments, by keeping them and studying this Bible, that the Most High reveals those things unto us. Because the Most High is on the same accord with all His messengers, prophets, angels, whenever He sends out His word. You know, there's no confusion, right? Because those who believe in the Bible and believe in their heart that what this is saying, and believe on Yahweh Shai, that He's our Savior, okay, then we're all on one accord. We don't go off, right? Because we believe wholeheartedly in what the Bible is preaching, and its understanding, and what the Most High revealed. Now, if things are, you know, if you have someone out there, you know, preaching differently, then you have to question it, you know, what this person is speaking on, and go back to the scriptures and see what that says, all right? Because the Lord, you can do nothing against this Bible, but only for. So, even though the false preaching is out there, it's told to us that there are going to be false preachers. So we have to understand that that's going to happen, all right? We have to understand prophecy. We have to understand, spiritually, you know? So these things we're looking at and we're examining, that we're judging, all comes through the Spirit. Let's move on. Ephesians 5, verse 10. I'm going to read 10 and 17. And it reads, test and prove what pleased the Lord. That's verse 10. Test and prove what pleased the Lord. How do we test and prove what pleases the Lord? Keeping the laws and commandments. The laws and commandments were given to us to prosper as a nation of people, so that we don't, like the title says, conform into the world, so that we stay separate, because the Lord made us a special nation of people unto Himself. So we can't be like the rest of the world if we're set apart, all right? You know, and that's just the spirit of this nation, is that the intermingling with philosophies and, teachings and cultures and ways of life. This society thrives on that, so that there can be a bunch of confusion, so that everybody can be lost and not knowing the truth. And that's how this word got lost, because the Most High has allowed these things to happen so that he can wake up his people later on as a sign to know that these are the ending times. That's how we tell, you know, what day and age that we're in according to the scripture, right? So we're ending in near times where the Heavenly Father is going to set this world on fire. He's going to set this world to destruction, you know, this nation, because it's full of wickedness. All right, so you have to understand, you know, spiritually what's going on, you know. And the Most High, like I said, puts that spirit on us, those that's in this truth, that's keeping the laws and commandments, you know, with that bold faith of knowing and out here preaching and telling, you know, our people of what's going on, you know, because that's the love of the Most High, is that we love our brethren the same way that we love ourselves and that we love the Heavenly Father. We go out and do the works thereof for our people, right? Because a lot of us are lost, you know. At one point, you know, we were all pretty much, you know, strangers to this truth as far as, you know, understanding. Like, what we went through and through the history, you know, we've been separated from our heritage and our way of life and the Bible. And it's, you know, and Esau has done his best to bring in that confusion and, you know, misguidance. And we know by fact that an oppressor is not going to tell you or teach you, you know, the right things or right from wrong, or show you who you are as a nation of people, when their objective, you know, ultimately is to destroy you, but to keep you in enslavement, all right? So we have to understand that we growing up in a society of oppression that has no desire, you know, for our people. What these elites and Esau and these heathen nations want is for us to be, you know, dull, not knowing who we are, and to be servants of wickedness. So if they can keep us in this lower state and control our minds, right, and control the way things are seen and understood, you know, through their schooling system, through their banking system, through their business society, through their religious structures and all these other, you know, things that set on this nation, it's going to take away the truth from us as a nation of people, that we're God's chosen people, and confuse and mislead and continue to push forth the wickedness. If you look at all the laws that are passed in this nation, there's not one that that agrees with the Most High, okay? And you can find the laws and commandments in Leviticus, right? And there's some in Deuteronomy and Numbers, you know, spread out there. But you can also look online. And there's 613 laws. So if you look that up online, you can find out all the laws that were given, you know, to the Israelites, to us as a nation of people, to keep, you know, to prosper. Before all this, you know, the curses came upon us, we were called and we were told and instructed to live a certain way. And the reason behind our fall and removed from our own land is because of our disobedience to the Most High. So he punishes his people, you know, like a parent. You know, if the kid gets in trouble for something, she's not gonna punish the other kids that got in trouble with her son or daughter. She's gonna punish, or they're gonna punish their child, all right? And then they'll probably go to the other parents and whatever. But, you know, in a generic sense, that's how you know the Most High is dealing with us. In society, in all through the four corners of the earth, we're the most cursed people, right? The curse is fell upon us. But those things are getting reversed now because through prophecy and understanding the Bible and scripture, we know that, you know, we're entering into the last days, or we're approaching. The last days are approaching much faster now. And so laws, the Most High is bringing judgment. Yahweh Shai, you know, is nearer than we think, his return, all right? Moving on. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand the Lord's will is, okay? So we have to understand the Lord's will by by not, you know, putting off these scriptures, by not putting off keeping the commandments, by not saying, okay, well, yeah, I get into it. You know, each day there's something to uphold to the Most High, right? And that's our vow and commitment to serve and worship and praise His name. So how do we do that? Is through the laws and commandments. So every moment that we have, it should be focused on, you know, our thoughts in these scriptures and spiritually, okay? And then, you know, our works thereof. Okay, so we know the truth, we understand the truth, and so we have to perform those works as well, keeping all these laws and commandments, keeping to our best ability, performing these things, reaching out to our people, loving our brother, going out and teaching, you know. And that's another thing that, you know, as we grow into the truth, the Lord is going to place us in a situation that's going to allow us to do that. You know, so while we're building those things up and keeping the laws and commandments and studying, you know, we're preparing ourselves. All right, so we know that, you know, our purpose is to serve the Most High and keep these laws and commandments, right? It's the duty of man, as an Israelite man. So that's how we know and understand the Lord's will. 1 Peter verse 1:14, and it reads, "As obedient children, do not conform to the passions of your former ignorance." Right? So coming into the truth, understanding that you're the chosen people of the Most High, that He has a requirement for you as an Israelite, which is come back, repent from your sins, and keep the laws and commandments. Do not turn back to your old ways. And like I said, it's it's a very broad topic, not conforming, because there's so many different things that can lead you to go off, right? Because this nation is built on nothing but wickedness and lies, all right? And a lot of our people just feel comfortable in this society, in its wickedness, because it's what they were brought up in. It's that mentality that we was taught, you know, everything, and a lot of us find it hard to believe that the Esau, the so-called white man, is a wicked person, right? His spirit is not right within him. His spirit cannot be righteous. He always has, you know, ultimatum of him doing something wickedly to gain, you know, because of his greed and his lust for his earthly or worldly desires, because he's always thinking about how can I get more richer, how can I gain this. You know, his thoughts are not on serving, helping, giving alms, preparing, ministering. Those are not his characteristics, so to speak. His characteristics are greed, power, oppression, murder. He was given a sword, right? His blessing was a sword, so he's gonna basically use his blessing, and that's what he's been doing to rule over the earth. Is come into countries, plant these surrogate bases and infrastructures, right, through democracy and politics, and steal resources, manipulate the people, kill off whoever that needs to be killed to accomplish his goal. That's what he's going to do, because he wants to rule the entire world, right? And he wants to rule it in a way that only allows wickedness to increase. So he's got to kill off a lot of people that are not on the same page, which Esau believes that only the elite, those of the bankers and the Rothschilds, right, and these big corporations, you know, they all sit in the seat of the UN, or they control, you know, the powers that be, in this nation, to deceive and manipulate the people, right, to create that one world of submission to his wickedness, because America is the throne of Satan, right? And people are seeing this now, and they're getting fed up. And this is when World War III is going to come in, because these other nations are not happy, right? America is that big bully, as they say. As obedient children, do not conform to the passions of your former ignorance, right? So don't go back to doing the same thing. Basically, is what that's saying. and by keeping the laws and commandments, reading, staying, diligently studying in this as much as you can. We understand that things are going to come along, but the way you fight them is a spiritual battle. It's not a physical one, all right? Let the spirit dwells in your temple, in your mind. So you have to continue to feed your thoughts, right? You have to continue to feed yourself with these scriptures, the word, right? This is the bread of life. Psalms 51 verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a spirit within me. Right, so that new heart is these laws and commandments. Okay? It says, create in me a new heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And through rehearsing and keeping these laws and commandments and practicing them day in and day out, right, and what our thoughts are basically what, how we renew ourselves. Okay, because without these scriptures, without this word, without the Most High putting that Holy Spirit in us, we're going to be overcome by wickedness and the lies and all the things going on, under this earth. Romans 7, verse 12. Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and God. Right, so we know through scripture that this is the truth. We know that this word is holy, right? It means holy means separate. So it's separate from what everything out there and these other nations are saying. It's separate because the Most High, right, made it so. Because he doesn't, particularly one. It's not for all these other nations. It's for his chosen people, the Israelites, so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian. And that's the only people that he's dealing with, because that's who the salvation is for. You look around at all the other nations, that they have their kings, right? They have their leaders. They have their governments, right? And their people that they take care of, right? Look at the Chinese. Don't they take care of their own? Look at the Russians. Don't they take care of their own? Look at Esau. Does he take care of his own? But he's the big oppressor, right? He's the big bully going around the world, palming and planting his, democracies and, all the wickedness that he can do. To take resources and control the land. But it says that the law is holy, right? And the commandments are holy, so we know that this is the truth, right? This word is pure. So we have to come up out of that, the doctrines and the things that we were falsely taught throughout, our history as a nation of people, and let those things go, right? And be cleansed with this word. Psalms 19, verse 7, the law is perfect, converting the soul, and testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple, right? So Esau's laws and his understanding is simple in the Most High's eyes because it's foolishness, all right? But this law, his law, the Most High's law, and his laws and commandments, that, is what converts the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, right? So we have people and prophets that testify in the spirit. All right, and these scriptures were left behind for them to be a testament unto the descendants of our nation of people. All right, so those of us coming into the truth don't understand or just realizing this truth and the ways we were taught, have to let go of all those false doctrines and teaching. Okay, be diligent in your study, reading the Bible, so that the Lord could place that spirit in you. To understand, because the only way that you're going to be able to understand is through the Most High revealing to you and putting that spirit on you. Okay, so if it's meant for you, right, if it's meant for you to get that word to come back, then the Most High is going to turn your heart towards Him, right, by placing that Holy Ghost, that spirit in you to seek and to understand. Right, once you have that understanding and righteousness and spiritually, you'll begin to see things different. You start looking at the world spiritually instead of worldly, right? Instead of blessing. Moving on. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed. We read that one. Let me read it again though. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God, right? So in the verses that, you know, the earlier verses that we read actually go into that and proving, you know, that spirit to be renewed to keeping the laws and commandments, and through saying that the word, you know, is true. And this is how Paul explains the renewing of our mind through scriptures, right? By letting us know, Shalaki, by letting us know, you know, these things that we would have to come back to the Most High, that these scriptures, you know, bear truth, all right? And Paul went, you know, into all these, you know, outside of Jerusalem, he went to these other nations where there were Hellenistic Jews, basically, Jews who practiced other cultures and traditions and didn't know their own culture. He had to, you know, bring his word to them to teach them who they are. The same way those of us who are living in America have to be taught who we are, right? We didn't understand that we were Israelites, right? We didn't know that before, you know, the Most High revealed that to us. So the same way the Most High revealed that to us is how Paul, you know, wrote these scriptures, you know, and preached around the world to the Hellenistic Jews, to the people who were, you know, practicing the traditions and cultures of other nations, but didn't know that they were Jew. All right? The same way today. We don't know, right? We don't know unless it's shown unto us, and it's shown unto us by the Spirit. You can just look at how the word is being pushed out. All right. So, moving on. Romans 12:9. Let the love without dissimulation. It's like it. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. And this is basically how we be renewed through the Spirit. All right, continually. So let me read that again. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Right? Evil is considered the things that if you're not keeping these laws and commandments, right, you're doing wickedness. Cleave to that which is good. And we know these scriptures to be the truth. We just read that, right? Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate towards one another with brotherly love. Love and honor, preferring one another, right? So, among our people, we have to prefer our own people, okay? First, we have to prefer our own people, to love our people. That's why a lot of us out here teaching and waking us up. You know, it's that spirit in us, showing that love of trying to lead our people back to who they are, you know, whether they forbear or not, okay? And Esau, you know, he didn't do that. It says that he had a perpetual hate towards Jacob. And Jacob and Jacob and Esau were brothers, right? We know that through scripture. You can read that in Genesis 27:41, right? You can read that in the scriptures where it says that. So this is how we know as a nation of people that Esau, the so-called white man, doesn't have a love for us, doesn't have a care or concern for our well-being. We understand that through history, and understand that through scripture. And scripture is basically the history told spiritual, all right? So the spiritual understanding is how we understand what's going on in the world today. Romans 12:11, not slothful in business, meaning affairs, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So we have to be fervent. We have to be, you know, rejoiceful. We have to, you know, have that spirit of wanting to praise the Most High and being rejoiceful in keeping these laws and commandments, right? Have that cheerful spirit, right? Because some of us, you may come into this and it may seem like it's grievous because we're so used to the world and these things, you know, we find pleasure in, but we have to push those things away. This is our vows to the Most High. So if we claim that we love the Most High, then we keep His laws and commandments. A lot of us will say that we love the Most High, but we don't keep none of the commandments. How are you proving that you love the Most High, right, if you don't keep none of His commandments? How do you prove that you love your parents If you don't obey what they, the guidance that they give you, how do you prove that? You know, the Most High doesn't change, right? So what he said in the beginning stays forever. It doesn't fade away. The same thing about the laws and commandments, right? So he put the laws and commandments, you know, before us to make us a holy people unto him. If not, why did he just give it to, you know, our nation of people? Why didn't he give it to the whole world? He didn't do that. So we have to, you know, be cheerful and rejoiceful. You know, even going through our trials and tribulations, knowing that the Most High is just, and knowing that, you know, that the love that he has for us, and because he loved us, is why, you know, we're here today, right? This is why we're given that salvation. Okay, let's jump down to Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, constantly praying with a joyful spirit. Right. Is another way that we, be renewed in the spirit and continue to refresh ourselves, right? And to not be conformed to the world. So let me read that again. Through rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So constantly be praying, right? Distributing the necessity of saints given to hospitality. So the things that we can do for our people, which ultimately is sharing this truth, spreading this truth, waking our people up to this truth, is that hospitality. Is that, is that distributing of necessary of the saints. When we go out there and we teach our people who we are, because once we understand spiritually who we are, we can come together, you know, on the same accord, all right? Because we know all things are spiritual. Romans 12, verse 14. Bless them that which persecute you, bless and not curse. An example of that would be Stephen when he was stoned, right? When they stoned him for preaching, his own people delivered him to death, but he said, don't forgive them. He asked the Lord to forgive them for their sin, all right? And you can find that in Acts 7, in 760, okay? So same way we need to be towards our own people. A lot of us will not, you know, hearing this, you know, have a hard time, but it's not for us to get upset with our people or to really be a stone unto them, you know. If they hear or forbear, we're still to go out there and preach. Dust our feet off, right? And again, continue on in the work of the Lord, all right? Now, it's up to the Most High who he's gonna reveal, but that's not, you know, that's not up to us. We don't have that power. But we're just to preach to our people, all right? And because we love our people, right? We're showing that love through the commandments. Is that while we're out there doing, bringing the word of the Most High. Romans 12:17, and we'll end it on this. Recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things. Recompense to no man evil for evil, all right? Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Verse 18, if be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceful among all men. And that's what we basically, you know, want to try to do, because we know that this is the Lord's fight and the vengeance is the Lord. So we're not to, really go out there and make, a big scene and things like that. We're to preach and boast of the word of the Most High and glorifying him, you know, on these streets, highways and byways, to our people, telling them to return to the Most High, keep the laws and commandments, all right? We're to do it in a peaceful manner, all right? We're not out here looking for, you know, any disruption or corruption or, you know, anything like it says evil. We're just to speak this word to our people and have them, you know, who hear, to accept it, right? And those who don't hear, who don't accept it, then, you know, that's the will of the Most High. So with that being said, Israel, do stay refreshed and renewed in the word through keeping these laws and commandments, doing the works thereof and believing on the faith in Yahweh Shai. that, you know, we receive that salvation. I do hope this was edifying. I know it was a bit long, but like I always say, in purpose for edification, you know, I hope that, you know, that it was something was gained out of, you know, understanding and through the Spirit. With that being said, I say shalom to you, Israelites 130, you keeping the laws and commandments, and to the Akim out there teaching and preaching in the highways and byways, shalom, and to 144,000 hopeful elect, shalom to you, and those of you who listen to the podcast faithfully and got edified through the Spirit, I say shalom to you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.